If you want to be better tomorrow than you are today, you've found the right podcast. We'll help you choose to be more positive, live more passionately, and be present in the moment. Welcome to the Passion by Choice podcast with your hosts, Dave and Denise.
Hey everyone, super excited to have you here for episode number 7 of the Passion by Choice podcast. This is Dave, and here as always with Denise. And today's episode, we're going to talk about the weather, brought to you by Podcast Voice. But seriously, we are kind of going to talk about the weather. The title of today's episode is, I Belong on a Beach, But It's Snowing. Super wonderful, because I just got in from shoveling yet again.
Right? Aren't you over it?
Oh my God, I'm so over it. And it's beautiful. And it's crisp and it makes you feel alive and you step outside. But what was it on a couple days ago on the 22nd? It was with wind chill. It was negative 44 degrees.
Yeah.
Seriously?
That was, I think my car said a negative 20 without wind chill. Right. So that's not like zero without wind chill and a negative 44 or whatever with, but no.
Yeah. But that's not like, oh, that was cold when we went outside. That's like if you have exposed skin for 3 minutes, yeah, you have frostbite. It was not pleasant at all.
So why do we live here again?
I know. Well, again, that's why the title is I Belong on a Beach, But It's Snowing, right? Yeah. I think I do belong on a beach, but
me too.
It is pretty here.
Soon, hopefully soon. It is pretty. It puts us in the spirit of the holiday season and winter is fun. But I know not all of our listeners live in a place where it's snowing, but majority of the U.S. I think is experiencing, let's just say, colder weather than what they're used to or what they see other times of the year. So that can definitely, I don't know, put a damper on one's mood.
It does. And even, I mean, regardless of this year, right, it seems to be that about every, 12 months, winter starts again. I don't know how that works. So no matter where you are, I mean, even if you live in Phoenix, I mean, there's a colder time. There's a time when you get less sunlight than you normally do. And, you know, it can affect your mood. It can affect your day-to-day operations of how you feel and what you do and depression that some people get when it comes to this time of year. It can be, I mean, it's a real thing people deal with.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend lately and she lives in the Phoenix area. And I know all of us that live in the Northwest area of the U.S. are like Phoenix people, whatever. But she was like, I actually, you know, it's getting into the 30s overnight. I had to teach my son how to scrape his windshield. So it is real for them there too.
Right.
It's just all a matter of perspective, I suppose.
Yeah. Even though it may not be 3 feet of snow, just that little ice can be an inconvenience. And you know, it does affect people's moods, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. I also feel like, I feel like it came early this year for yes. one, although we had a beautiful October. So that was nice. A great fall. The snow came early and then, you know, it's always just a drag and doesn't help your mood when either it's just cloudy and kind of gloomy and you're not seeing blue sky or B, the winter just seems to drag on forever. Like I think about it and I think it would do wonders for my mood if it were, say, winter time from just before Thanksgiving until January 2nd.
Yes.
And then I would love to see some sign of life outside
spring.
Of, yeah, green, you know, something. Right, exactly. But no, sometimes it can just drag on forever, which makes it really interesting when it comes to keeping your mental sanity in check and also just being active.
Right, right. That seasonal affective disorder, mm-hmm. right?
That's a real thing, yeah.
It is. I mean, and it's something where it's amazing when you look up stats on how much people's moods and depression can increase during the wintertime, during the time when it's not only cold and gloomy, but we physically get less sunlight than we do the rest of the time of year.
Right.
And that seasonal affective disorder can really grab a hold of you and not, you don't know why. I mean, all of a sudden you just start waking up and you're just not in the greatest mood and you go throughout your day and it's hard to get upbeat. It's hard to have the right positive mindset. Maybe you're just lacking some sunlight, honestly.
Yeah. And I think it can get really bad for folks sometimes and just causing a legit depression. And sure. So it's important for all of us, even if you're a lover of winter, you know, even those people that I run across do you say, yeah, but it gets to be, you know, enough's enough. So it's important to think about how to keep your mindset right, things that you can do to overcome those wintertime blues.
For sure. And I like to think of things that make me feel alive. So I'll give you two examples. So when it gets cold outside, okay, and I'm not talking negative 44 cold.
Yeah, that's not normal. No, no, yeah.
No. I'm talking about it's chilly. It's uncomfortably cold outside. Put on a hat, put on a coat, put on pants, preferably, and shoes, and go outside and go for a little bit of a walk. Mm-hmm. It's going to suck for like the lat or for, you know, the first 5 minutes, but then it's invigorating. I mean, you get that, your lungs kind of start to burn a little bit. You get that flushed cheek. You feel alive. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird feeling. And for those of you who haven't experienced it, you probably think I'm absolutely crazy right now, but truly, it makes you feel alive to be out there in that cold weather. Then move, mm-hmm. get active, do a workout. I mean, you don't have to do it outside, but just get out and getting moving and go for a run on a treadmill, go lift some weights, go play pickleball. Love pickleball. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that, you know, but do something that you enjoy, get the blood flowing every day, every other day. You know, don't just sit like a lump on the log on the couch and not do anything, because if you are affected by this time of year, it's just going to get worse by not doing anything.
Right, right. And again, mindset, you know, do whatever you can to remember that spring will be here eventually. And just keep that positive mindset. Think about the things that you enjoy about the cold weather season. I know that for many years, even though Dave and I both grew up in northern Nevada around Lake Tahoe, ski resorts and whatnot, I don't know why, but there were a number of years that we didn't really find any outdoor activities that we loved and wanted to participate in during the winter. And finally, I think we've been in Montana now for like 23 years, but finally we looked at each other a number of years ago and we were like, what are we doing? We live here. We love living here. We continually talk about how long the winters are. We need to find something to do outside that keeps us active. And so we started skiing again and, you know, those types of things, but that's important too.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, finding new things too. Like you said, I mean, the skiing, sledding is so fun. I don't care how old you are. Sure. Maybe your bones break a little bit easier as you get older, but sledding's always fun. Okay. So I think it was last year that I decided I'm going to take up cross country skiing. I've never done it before, but okay, come on. I'm an athletic guy. I pick up things fairly easily when it comes to, you know, something that you need to be athletic for. It's a pair of skis on your feet on flat ground. It's not difficult, people. It's really not. I mean, any buffoon can cross country ski. So I borrowed a pair of skis from my buddy, brought them up to a place about an hour north of us. And Denise is inside. And I said, hey, I'm going to go cross country skiing. Put on the boots, get the skis out, put them on. I kid you not, within about 3 seconds, what did you hear, Denise?
Just I felt the ground shake, even though I was inside. I look out the window and he is laying flat on his back, as flat as a pancake, just kind of spread out.
And I was giggling like a schoolgirl.
Yeah. Let me just say this. As soon as I see Dave is okay, like he's giggling, okay, he's okay, then I can start laughing. Unlike Dave, who is one of those twisted people who, if that would have been me, he wouldn't have waited for the giggle. He would have just been laughing, because I know you know who you are out there when you watch like those shows on TV and see people not get seriously hurt, but, you know, have some bumps or bruises or something. It just is hilarious.
But. Yeah. So that was a little bit of a bruise to the ego, but it's not ever going to happen again. I got up and started moving down the driveway, and about 30 seconds later did the exact same thing. So for all of you out there who can cross country ski, I finally learned, but God bless you.
Yeah. Third time was a charm. Yeah, you got right, up and right. So keep at it.
Yeah. Keep at it. Get active, do things out there that make you happy. Visit with friends. Maybe as boring as it is, use this time to organize in the house.
That's a good idea.
You know, get things done, get paperwork done. My mom is notorious. My mom always seemed to have a box of paperwork as an adult.
She's working on,
right, that she's working on, that come the wintertime, she would say, oh, today I'm working on paperwork.
I have a thought, you know, when it's gorgeous here in the summertime, we don't necessarily want to go to indoor places. So take advantage of visiting some indoor fun activities around your area that you wouldn't normally want to go to when it's nice outside. I know that we have a new, relatively new remodeled library, you know, bowling alleys, different restaurants you've wanted to try.
Great idea. Yep.
Those types of things. Yeah. I always like to, you know, if I'm in a spot where I am able, like, now is a great time to plan that next vacation, even if it's a weekend getaway to somewhere warm during the winter months or soon when it's spring. But when you get to plan something like that, it at least puts light at the end of the tunnel so you have something to look forward to.
For sure. Absolutely. All right. Well, we are winding up on our time here. So let's talk about what we are thankful for. So this episode is has dropped today, which is December 26th. And I'm going to say what I'm thankful for is Santa. I know that sounds weird, but man, that guy is just magical. And everything you see around Christmas time, Santa is the man. I'm thankful for him.
He was good to you this year.
I know,
huh?
Right? Right.
You must have been a good little boy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I am thankful for change that can happen in my life. I look forward to change now as it approaches, which I haven't always done, which actually sets us up for the intro of our next episode, which is awesome. With 2023 approaching, we're going to be talking about not fearing change.
Yep. It's an episode we're looking very forward to releasing.
Make sure you guys say out loud what you're thankful for.
Yes. Yeah. That's always important. Thank you for reminding our listeners of that. Say it out loud. I know it sounds weird, but say it out loud. Show the world that you are thankful. Also, please make sure that you are subscribing, that you're liking everything. Get on our Facebook page, get on our website, passionbychoice.com. And our end of episode quote, if you choose not to find joy in the snow, you will have less joy, but the same amount of snow. So the choice is yours.
Insightful.
All right, everyone. Have a great one.
Thanks. Make it a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye.